Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, this is Fred Film Radio, and you're listening to Diego Aparicio reporting from the 76th Venice Film Festival. I have the pleasure of being here today with Maria Salomia from Romania, who has the most amazing honor of being one of the 28 jury members for the Giornate degli Autori this year. A warm welcome to you, Maria. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you hear about the 28 Times Cinema program?
I saw it on the Facebook page of the cinema that I'm representing here. I usually follow their page to see their programming, and it just happened to pop up. And
wonderful. Yeah. And what's your background in film? What made you apply?
Well, I studied film editing and sound in school. So this is kind of a big step out of my comfort zone. I'm not used to talking publicly about movies or writing about them. I usually am behind the cameras. But it's something that I really love. So I thought I'd try a different approach to cinema. Yeah.
Well, well done to you for stepping out of your comfort zone. I hope you're having the best time here in Venice.
I am, yeah.
And tell us a bit about your experience, actually. What films have you seen that really stayed with you?
Well, I've seen quite a lot of films, but I think the two that really stayed with me are Giants Being Lonely and Baby Teeth.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. What did you like about these films?
Well, I thought they were both quite original approaches to storytelling.
Yeah, and I really thought Baby Tooth had excellent music and performances as well. Did you also think that was the case?
Well, I think, yeah, definitely. The performances in both the films I mentioned were really good. But I think it was more about the tone of the films.
So remind me, which cinema are you representing here as part of the 28?
I'm representing Elvir Popescu Cinema in Bucharest.
Is that a cinema you often go to?
Yes, it's the one that I go to most frequently. It's quite a small cinema with great programming. Most of the films that I would like to see eventually get screened there. And they also host some of my favorite local festivals. So, yeah, I really appreciate what they're doing.
That's fantastic. So, do you often go to other film festivals then?
The local ones, yes. I try not to miss any. But I also I was lucky enough to go to Cannes last year.
Beautiful.
And, yeah.
How was that?
It was interesting. Quite a different experience than Venice.
Would you say Venice is more relaxed?
Yes, definitely, definitely. Here I feel, but it's also because I'm part of a program that encourages this, but I feel like I'm part of a international community, whereas there I was, I found it difficult to integrate.
Mm-hmm.
But because there was nobody taking care of
Yes, the group. Experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
So,
and did you go through a student accreditation scheme, or was it the 3 days in Cannes scheme?
A film that I edited was in the Cine Fondation competition.
How exciting! Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah,
wow,
it was.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, that must have been amazing. I'm really happy for you. So coming back to the Venice experience, I was wondering what you thought of the Lux Prize finalists that you watched as part of the group of 28 Times Cinema.
I think all three of the movies were quite spectacular. I was really impressed with the scope of each of them. I think they're really important films, and I wish they would be screened as much as possible. I think it's very important that they are seen.
Mm-hmm.
They tackle, I mean, heavy subjects, but subjects that are important right now. Yeah.
Well, it's good to hear. And, well, I'm glad that a scheme like this is encouraged through the European Parliament. And I wish you all the best as Lux Prize Ambassador for Romania in the upcoming months.
Thank you.
So I think you're also doing a workshop on... Which one was it?
Film translation.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think you're also doing a workshop on film translation. How have you found that experience?
I enjoyed it quite a lot. It was actually one of the things I was most excited about. Because I think the subject of, you know, making cinema more inclusive, especially for sensory impaired people, is something that is not very talked about. And it was really interesting to have this conversation with an expert in the field and see how complex the process of translating cinema is, especially, you know, translating a visual medium for example, people who cannot see, you know, and still keep it true to, well, cinema, you know.
It does sound like a daunting challenge, but a truly timely discussion to be having, so I'm happy you had that opportunity to learn about it.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you so much for your time today, Maria. It's been lovely talking to you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
From the Venice Lido, this is Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.